got Robbie Scotcher on, so much to talk about. Crystal Palace. Also coming up, we've got Tom Fahey on Villa and Paul Dehaney on Tottenham, but we'll start off with Robbie and Crystal Palace. You're going to get to play in Europe, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this just happened today where part of our owners, probably the dodgiest owner we have, has sold his shares to Woody Johnson, who is the owner of the New York Jets. I would suggest never Googling Woody Johnson. But yeah, so I think that's changed it. So we've got different ownership. But on the side of that, Palace don't have an ownership model like a lot of the other clubs. We don't actually share players with Leon. We don't share info. We don't share anything. It's just happened to be that Texter, you know, owns a bit in ours and a bit in theirs. And it's been shown that he doesn't really have a say in the day-to-day run in the club. So it should have happened anyway. But yeah, I mean, we'll get in there. A lot of people are kind of talking and saying, oh, typical Palace, it's happened to us again. But I'm not hearing any of that. I don't think UEFA really don't want us in it. It just seems stupid if that's the case. And yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, no, I'd be really disappointed if it didn't, because of everything last season meant to Palace in so many ways. You know, but part of that is getting to go and play in Europe, getting to enjoy, you know, what will be Europa League, Swiss system, 8 games. I'd be amazed if Palace don't come top 24 at the very least. So then it's more games going into the new year. Like, it just builds on the feel good, doesn't it? It just builds on everyone feeling as though there's so much to get behind.
Yeah, totally. And it's a moment. It's a moment in the club's history. It's weird because for me, winning the FA Cup, as you know, I spoke about it loads, it was just the biggest moment in time. And if nothing ever happened again, I'm fine with it. But then you sit there and you go, okay, well, there's an opportunity now. Like, beforehand, if you were some of the big American owners we have, you weren't putting your money into it because you finish 12th every year and you're not competing for anything. So how are you going to step up? Realistically, if we kept the squad we have, which I'm sure we'll speak about later, if we made a few additions, there is nothing to say that we couldn't push on and progress in the tournament. I'm not saying we're going to win it, but it's a point where Palace can now be a European club rather than just, you know, a Premiership. It could be a one-off, but it's just a moment in time. We've got the manager to do it. We do have a squad to do it. If we add to the squad, then who knows? I mean, who knows what can happen? And I think we'd be stupid to kind of miss out on it, really.